Hare Krishna. Question: is DT Visarjan required? If yes, why? Answer: it's not a matter of required, it's a matter of Krishna offering people opportunity for periodic worship when the regular Naimittik Puja, when Nitya Puja is not possible. It can apply to Krishna or it can apply to the Devatas also. So, that means that certain people who are religiously very committed, they can invite a deity at their home and they can serve the deity throughout the year, throughout their life. But some other people may not be able to serve the deity throughout their life or throughout the year. So for them, to trigger them to at least perform some level of religious activity, to do some level of bhakti, it is recommended that they do puja for a particular period. So such deities, how it is that they are they are invoked, there is arohan and then there is visarjan. So when the deity is made, at that time ideally this should be done is that when the deity is made, at that time prayerfully the Lord is invited, to manifest in the deity. And then afterwards, when say for a particular period the deity is worshipped, and after that then the Lord is requested, is thanked for having made his appearance and requested to leave. And then after that, then the deity is done visarjan. So it's not required to do visarjan of the deity. But for those who cannot do Nitya Vigraha Puja, for them Naimittik Vigraha Puja is allowed. At least they can perform some bhakti. And for that purpose, the deities which can also have manifest for a particular time, and at the end of that time, visarjan can be done. Thank you. Hare Krishna.